Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. What pack did you fall in with during middle and high school? The cool kids? The athletes? The nerds? Whichever group you identified with, you probably knew who the school bullies were. Some of us escaped their attention. Some of us were their targets. Why did they pick on other kids? What are they like now? For our guest today, those are not rhetorical questions. Simone Ellen contacted more than 24 people, the bullies and the bullied, from her teen years growing up in Westchester County, New York. Then she wrote about it for Lilith Magazine and for HuffPost, where it has received more than 1.5 million views. Ellen is a freelance writer and associate editor of J-More, a Baltimore-based Jewish lifestyle magazine. Her work has also appeared in Baltimore Magazine, Baltimore Style, the Baltimore Jewish Times, Inside Philanthropy, Pregnancy, and Girls Life. Before her writing career, she spent more than a decade as a clinical social worker. Welcome to On the Record, Simone.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
First, give us some context. What were you like in middle and high school? Who was the teenage Simone Ellen?
I was very insecure and anxious. I was a musician. I played the cello. I liked to sing in school musicals. I didn't have the kind of hair that I needed to have, I thought, to be popular. it was during the 70s and I wanted to have like Farrah Fawcett wings. That didn't work with my curly hair. I was heavier than I wanted to be. So I didn't feel so great about myself in those years.
And when you talk about bullying, what do you mean?
So I think that there are different types of bullies. They're the kind of bullies that actually beat you up. Fortunately, that didn't happen to me. They're the kind of bullies that just kind of taunt you and say threatening things to you. And then there are the kind that are more relational bullies, people who, you know, turn others against you, whisper behind your back, kick you out of the group, that kind of thing. And that was something that happened to me that was kind of pivotal.
Well, tell me more about the treatment you experienced.
Well, let's see. When I first moved to Westchester from Queens, New York, I kind of had to adjust to a really different setting of a lot more kids with a lot of money. Academically, it was different. It wasn't as demanding as the school that I was in the city. And there seemed to be less emphasis on academic achievement. When I first got there, I experienced some teasing. I experienced one time I experienced anti-Semitic comments on the playground, but I managed to make a few friends. And then when I was probably at the end of sixth grade, I somehow caught the attention of one of the girls in one of the two popular cliques in our grade. I guess she was impressed by my singing, and for some reason that made her want to be friends with me. So I quickly found myself in sort of my dream peer group with this group of girls that I thought were so cool. And I was absolutely beside myself with happiness.
And then?
And then one day I came to our designated lunch table in the middle school lunchroom, and everybody stopped talking to me. Everybody acted like I wasn't even there. And, you know, it started to dawn on me that this was an intentional, a planned event, that they had planned to all stop talking to me because for whatever reason, they decided that I should no longer be part of their group. And I think that some kids, you know, would have kind of brushed it off, but I was super sensitive and it was just devastating to me, to the point where even though I went on to have other friends and, you know, some professional success and romances, it never really left me. I was still thinking about it, you know, 45 years later.
So how did you decide to do this project?
I remember that I was at work, probably procrastinating an assignment that I had. And, you know, my mind drifted to this thing that happened in seventh grade. And I had been wanting to write about it for a long time, but I couldn't quite figure out the angle that I would take. A lot has been written about bullying for parents to help their children with it, for children themselves, for teenagers, but very little had been written about the effects of bullying and exclusion on adults. And it suddenly dawned on me that that was an important area to look into. And I thought, what better way to do it than by looking at my own peers? Thanks to social media, it was pretty easy to find many of them. So I started reaching out.
Reaching out to the kids who bullied you?
I decided to do it in a different way. I decided not to just focus on that. I decided to broaden it to all of the women who I went to school with in middle school and high school, and to find out about their experience, just their experiences with the social scene in our community. So it's about 90 women, I think, that made up our class. It's a pretty small school. And so far I've reached out to about half of them, I would say. So it, you know, the popular kids, the brains, the outcasts, the athletes.
That's writer Simone Ellen. On the Record on WYPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about her recent article in HuffPost titled, "I Tracked Down the Girls Who Bullied Me as a Kid. Here's What They Had to Say." Were people willing to talk for the most part?
So, yeah, a lot of people were willing to talk, and some were very enthusiastic about it, including some of the girls that were in that clique that dumped me. So that was a nice surprise. Strangely, a lot of them were therapists, special ed teachers. It was kind of interesting that that was a field that a few of them went into. So they were kind of used to talking about feelings and processing memories and that sort of thing. So they were open to talking.
So what were these conversations like?
Most of the people were very open. The people that were in that clique that I spoke to, the person who had been my closest friend in the clique was very frank. She said that, first of all, she apologized. But then she said that, you know, I was very anxious and vulnerable and I had all these talents, but you could see how insecure I was. And she said, you know, when you're in seventh grade, you want to be as far away from that as you can be, because you don't want your own insecurities to sort of come out. You're just trying to repress them and ignore them. So that was kind of her reasoning for why she stopped talking to me. There were other factors too. I think she had recently had a falling out with another close friend who had gone to another clique. And perhaps she said that might have been why she felt like she needed to kick someone else out.
The people you interviewed, what was their response when they read the article?
Very positive. They were all really impressed and thought that it was brave. And in some cases, they were actually very, they found it very cathartic. One woman said it changed her life. I'm not really sure why, but it was very flattering to hear. Another woman didn't quite remember the day in the lunchroom with me, but she remembered a very similar incident with another woman, girl at the time. And she asked me after our interview if I thought that she should reach out to this person and apologize. She said she'd been carrying this guilt with her all her life. And she had thought about reaching out, but was afraid it would be self-indulgent and that it wouldn't actually help the other woman. And I said, you know, that I couldn't really speak for anyone else, but for me, getting apologies has been extremely healing. So she did end up reaching out to that person, and it was very helpful for both of them. I heard from both of them afterwards, thanking me for bringing the topic to life.
As you said, all the people you contacted were women. Why?
I just decided that I wanted to start with that and perhaps broaden it in the future. I felt like, for one thing, it would kind of keep it up to a manageable number of people to interview in addition to the other work that I have. And also I did it that way because I think that girls bullying tends to be different than boys bullying. Girls bullying tends to be less violent and more relational. So So I was actually really surprised when I started getting feedback from the HuffPost article that so many men reached out. I would say it was maybe almost half and half. So that really made me think that this kind of thing needs to be done with men as well.
Did anything about this whole process surprise you?
A lot of things surprised me, yeah. I mean, the things that I learned were things that I probably could have guessed at intellectually, like the fact that the popular girls were struggling too. I mean, intellectually, I knew that. But somehow, when things from childhood or adolescence are in your mind, you sort of think about them the same way you did when you were a child. So even though I knew theoretically that people who were bullies had their own problems, it wasn't the same as hearing it directly from them today. People who I thought were the most popular didn't feel popular at all, or their popularity was at such a cost to them. One person I spoke to said that the popular girls' clique that she was a part of, girls were so mean to each other that after she got out of high school, she didn't have a real close female friend until she was 43. She was so scarred by those relationships that she couldn't trust other women.
You're continuing to contact people. Why?
I want to get more stories. Some of the people I really want to hear from most are the people that were really badly bullied. And those people have actually been harder to find. I suspect that that's because they just wanted to get out of high school and not look back because it was so unpleasant for them. And I just want to get as many people's stories as I can and reach out to as many people as I can. It's been really healing for me. And I think for many of the people I've spoken to. So I want to keep that going.
And this will become a book?
That's my hope, yes.
Working title is?
The Worst of Times. Women Talk About Middle School Angst.
How did researching and writing this article change you?
I feel a lot different. I mean, I tried to get over this, my middle school and high school rejections for many, many years. And somehow it just stuck with me. And I was kind of embarrassed about it. It seemed ridiculous to be my age now in my 50s and still be thinking about things that happened when I was 12 and thinking about and resenting people who were just little girls then. And yet I couldn't quite shake it. After I talked to these people and heard their stories and got apologies from some of them, I stopped being angry. I stopped resenting them. I had a much more compassionate view toward them. And I felt much better about myself. You know, bullying is a lot about power. Who has the power and who doesn't? And the bullies have the power. And once I interviewed some of these people, I felt like we were on equal footing for the first time. And that was very powerful for me.
Would you advise others to do this, contact people who bullied them in school?
For me, I mean, I came from a family of therapists. So going to therapy for me was just like a given. But I realized that that's not the case for many, many people. And a lot of the people that reached out to me talked a lot about how they've tried to bury this and not talk about it and pretend it didn't happen. And there's a lot of shame about it. So I think maybe I would start by talking with a therapist or a counselor. And just getting it out there, because that can be a huge relief. But then if, like me, it's still with you, it could be helpful to reach out, at least to certain people. You just have to be prepared that some people won't remember. Some people may not want to admit to it. Some people won't respond. But when people do respond, I think that it can really be a huge help in recovering from this kind of bullying.
Simone, thank you. And good luck with the book.
Thank you so much, Sheila.
Simone Ellen is a freelance writer and associate editor of J-More, a Baltimore-based Jewish lifestyle magazine. We've been talking about her recent article in HuffPost called "I Tracked Down the Girls Who Bullied Me as a Kid." Here's what they had to say. We have a link to it at the On the Record page at wypr.org. I'm Sheila Cast. Short break on the record and then a Stoop story. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.